The Amity Warriors here at Catlin Gable for this semifinal game. The Eagles, of course, the number two team in the state, Amity number three. And so this is exactly how your bracket is supposed to match up, right? It's supposed to be two versus three on one side of the bracket and one versus four on the other side. And that's what it is. His sisters was at Valley Catholic today. I don't have a score on that. If somebody else wants to look that up on OSAA and message it into the room, that would be great. But the Eagles come into this with a 14-1-2 record. And when you look at their year, it has been really tremendous. We'll look at that here in just a second. The Amity Warriors come in 16-1-1. And as we mentioned, the number three team in the state. The Warriors coming off, of course, a thrilling win versus North Valley in the quarterfinals, a 2-1 win. 2-1 because it was 1-1 after two overtimes, and then it went to the penalty kick shootout that the Warriors won, 3-2, I believe. And so that gives you a one-goal shootout win. So they got a 2-1 win there versus North Valley. Catlin Gable, on the other hand, has played two playoff games, just like we have. We won both of ours 2-1 over Oregon Episcopal and North Valley. They beat Brookings Harbor 8-0 and Crestwell 8-0. And if you look back, they had a tie with Marist Catholic here at the end of the season, kind of a Marist, the number one 4A girls team, I believe, or the 5A girls team in the state. They're extremely good. I don't remember if they're 4A or 5A, but they're a bracket or two up. They had a 1-1 tie. That was kind of their warm-ups to get them ready for the state tournament. Before that, they had wins over Banks 3-1. It's a playoff team. Riverdale, playoff team, 8-0. They played West Salem, a 5A, 6A school. West Salem beat them 5-0. 8-0 over Westside Christian, 8-0 over De La Salle, North Catholic, 8-0 over Oregon Episcopal, 8-0 over Corbett. If you go to find a close game against a 3A school, you really have to go back to the 22nd of September when they played Oregon Episcopal and won that game 1-0. Their only loss this year is to Valley Catholic, the number one team in the state, and they lost that game by a score of 2-0, and that was back in the second week of September. They also had a 1-1 tie with Canby, which I think that's a 5A school. They go out and they look for tough matchups, right, whether it's West Salem or Canby or Marist, so that they can play a higher level of competition because they know that within their league, really, it's Valley Catholic is the challenge. And everybody else is pretty much going to be a pretty easy win. And so they've gone out and found that higher level competition to really challenge themselves. And so the Warriors come into this game having won a couple of close games. They had, like we said, the overtime shootout with a 2-1 win by winning that shootout versus North Valley. And they had a 2-1 win against Oregon Episcopal. Both of those games, the Warriors played very well out of the gate. Maybe if you think about the, instead of two halves, if you think about four quarters of the game, the Warriors played the first quarter very well in both games. Really dominated time of possession, shots on goal, things like that. Really in control of the game. And then really against North Valley, that lasted until about the, I think, 6-minute mark to go in the first half when we had the penalty kick because of the foul in the goalie box by the Warriors. And North Valley got the penalty kick. And the Smith girl put that in for North Valley and made it a 1-1 game. And really, from that point on, North Valley really outplayed the Warriors the rest of the game, but wasn't able to score against Oregon or against Oregon Episcopal. The Warriors dominated the first and third quarters of that game. By the end of that game, Oregon Episcopal was really controlling the game. So the Warriors have been a little up and down here in these playoffs. Obviously a very talented team, one of the best public school teams in the state, in 3A and below. Those lapses against the better the team you're playing, the more those lapses will hurt you. And so the Warriors, this is what I mean, is just times where the offense just doesn't control the ball well, where it doesn't, where we're not getting the ball cleared on the defensive end, where we're allowing the opponent's offense to have kind of that ball control, setting up, running their offense without disruption. And so the Warrior girls need to be be consistent on the offensive end in controlling the ball and getting some shots on goal against the Eagles. And they also need to, on the defensive end, be able to clear that ball, not allow Catlin Gable to set up and just play offense under control. You've got to disrupt them. You've got to take them away from what they want to do and force them to take shots or make passes that are more difficult. And Catlin Gable is a very highly skilled team. We saw with Oregon Episcopal as well. OES has a huge soccer tradition. They haven't been as good the last few years, but earlier in the 2000s, they were a dominant program. And what we see in those schools is, you know, you got a lot of girls that play year-round soccer, play a lot of club soccer. And as a result of that, they are just a higher skilled athlete. They spend a lot more time with that soccer ball on their foot. And as a result of that, their passing and their ball handling and just their confidence on the field is ahead of those schools like Amity, like Sisters, like North Valley, where those kids are playing two or three sports. And, you know, when this season is over for our girls, most of them are going to slide into another sport, whether that's basketball or maybe in the spring it's softball or track or maybe two sports, right? Maybe they'll play a winter sport and a spring sport, but they're not going to go play club soccer for the next 6 months, you know, leading up to next season. So it's definitely a different culture. This Portland metropolitan area, just a huge soccer culture here. And these girls have, you know, from Catlin Gable and OES and Valley Catholic, they really do have a pretty big advantage of being able to specialize in that one sport. Now, I will tell you that as a former coach of a couple of different sports, I would much prefer to have my kids playing more than one sport, not just focusing on one. And I know a lot of these girls from Catlin Gable, Valley Catholic, they'll go on and play some college soccer, and that's fine. But I just think that when you look at the bigger picture in life, it's just such a joy to have experienced being on multiple teams in different sports and be coached by different people and different styles of coaching. And you know, you might be the star in one sport or one of the very best players in one sport. In another sport, you might be a support player, a role player. And that teaches kids a lot as well, I think, about being part of a team and being part of that idea that winning is a team concept and not an individual one. I never forget Urban Meyer when he was at Ohio State coaching their football team, and they were consistently one of the top football teams in the country at Ohio State. And they talked to him about recruiting, and he said he wanted to recruit multi-sport athletes who were football stars, but then did another sport at least one. And the reason was because of those same things I just talked about. I think that's a great philosophy from Urban Meyer. I'm happy to see our girls participate in a lot of different things and do different stuff and really develop those different skills and become really well-rounded. Now, all that said, that's not to say that they can't play with Catlin Gable, but they're going to have to be disciplined. They're going to have to be controlled, and they're going to have to keep their mental wits about them because there's going to be a lot of pressure in this game put on by Catlin Gable. Catlin Gable is going to score some goals on you. They are going to put a lot of pressure on you with their ball control, with their aggressiveness. Their passing is really impeccable. And so you have to be able to we got about 2.5 minutes to go here before the starting lineups are announced, or there's 2.5 minutes on the clock. I assume we'll go into starting lineups right away, but interesting. I don't know if you remember me talking about it. So the press box is just a little tower, maybe, I'm going to say it's maybe 12 feet long by 6 feet deep, 7 feet deep, something like that. And it sits at one end in a corner of the field. It's interesting to see a press box off on one end kind of in the dark, kind of beyond the scope of the lights even. It's on the outside of the track at one end, and the lights really just light the soccer field inside the track. So kind of an interesting dynamic, a little different. A little bit rainy here, not too bad right now, but it is drizzling a little bit here, and no wind though, which is nice. John Harsma coming up. Well, and I think that's this reception here is just terrible. Yeah, I'll let them know here. Yeah, I apologize if we're cutting in and out a little bit. They don't have great cell reception here. I got a couple of bars sometimes, and other times it drops to one bar, and I think I'm in about as good a location as I can get up on a hill. So we'll try to do our best. So yeah, if it comes through robotic at times, it's probably cutting out a little intermittently, but we'll stay on and keep you posted. And they have a Wi-Fi here, but I tried connecting to it and it just didn't have a good connection to the internet. And so it's kind of a useless Wi-Fi system. So hopefully it'll be good enough that we can get you the details about what's going on in the game. So we got about 30 seconds to go here before they start with their announcements. Good crowd on hand here from the Warriors. Travel well always. John's walking around seeing if he can find better reception for me. Appreciate that. He's raising his arm. I don't know if there is better reception around here. We're kind of in the middle of a bunch of trees. You would think, though, this close to Beaverton and Portland, there'd be a cell tower everywhere. But there's not. So that's it, Carl. I'm glad you're hearing me clearly at the moment. All right. So they've got their clock set at 40 minutes. We'll get the introduction of the teams. So this will take a couple of minutes here. My plastic covered program here has got raindrops all over it. I'll do my best to see what's going on. So the Eagles of Catlin Gable are coached by Chris Duro and assisted by Dana Stillwell and Russ Magoon.
Number zero, Kylie Wilson.
Warriors being introduced right now. Kylie Wilson, Alyssa McMullen, Carrie Sims, Rachel Dyer, Eliza Nisley, Jessica Alba, Andrea Arroyo, Aidy Nisley, Maya Harsma, Lily Rideout, Emma Northrup, Grace Uyoa, Kenzie Cower, Claudia Juarez, Ayla Harris, Jillian Uyoa, Samantha Juarez, Caden Christensen, Alexis Neftrauer, and Tegan Braun. The Warriors, just two seniors on the Warriors team this year, Andrea Arroyo and Ayla Harris. And so for the most part, this team coming back next year, be loaded with juniors and seniors next year. Especially juniors next year. It'll be, I think, three seniors next year and a whole bunch of juniors. All right, getting ready to introduce the Eagles here. And I don't know who their starting lineup is, but they have a number of seniors. They have Holland Swan, who is their goalkeeper, as a senior. I remember her from last year. Some of these names are familiar. Pia Patrickson, I remember her. Pia Patrickson, they just said her name. She is an outstanding. Last year she played kind of a midfield forward position. Angie Wynn. Campbell Swaim, I remember that name from last year, as well as one of their starters, Addie Dowler, and Eliza Robinson. So those are the seniors on their team. They also have a number of freshmen on their squad. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 freshmen. So they're loading up for keeping this run going. So getting them all announced here. I think we're going to get the national anthem here. Oh, no national anthem. All right, straight to the game. But they will read the statement from OSAA. Not going to do the national anthem, but they're going to read that that star statement that OSAA requires. So, oh, we got an official who's just hustling. Look at him getting warmed up. He's running that ball down to the net at one end and getting his sprints in. So getting warmed up a little bit, probably. He's been standing around for a while waiting for this game to start. So I guess you see Catlin Gable's priority. So, all right, we are just about ready to go. Ball's at the field, waiting for the girls to break their huddles and come out onto the field. Warriors in their white tops with blue shorts. Catlin Gable in all royal blue. So it looks like an intra-squad scrimmage a little bit. Both the blues are kind of the same color. Warrior girls huddle up just to the to my left of the center circle. The Warriors will be going left to right in front of me. Or I don't know, what is that? Probably south to north on this field. As I stand facing west up on the hill here above the field. It's watching here, there's no bleachers. You have the track. And then you have a kind of a retaining wall that has multiple tiers that people sit on, kind of use that like a like bleachers for their chairs to sit on. And then it slopes up from there up onto the hill where I'm standing, kind of up on a flat area, maybe, I don't know, 35 yards from the field or so, but a pretty good view. Could use a number spotter, though. We'll see. All right, we're ready to go, folks. Girls had to wait a long time standing around. It's just about an hour delay from the time that this this game was supposed to start until now. Ayla Harris at midfield starts it. Gets it back to Azalon, trying to get it to Eliza. It's cleared out of there by Catlin Gable. Catlin Gable centering the ball, trying to. There's a little turn there by Dowler. Loses the ball to 80, over to Eliza. Eliza across midfield, trying to accelerate pass, ball taken away from her. Nice defensive play there by number 9, Wynn. Have a little scrap here as the ball's a little loose. Harris comes up with it. Harris sends it up the right side, just kind of pushing it up deep into Eagle territory, where it's handled by the defensive back. She centers the ball up to number 7. That's Hill. Hill goes midfield to Swain. Swain pushes it on ahead, knocked away by the Warriors. And Ulloa battling over there, taken away from her by an Eagle. Pushes that up the right corner, tries to center it, knocked away by Northrup. And then a little chip shot taken there. That ball is knocked away by Northrup, ended up right on the foot of an Eagle, and her left-footed shot just went left of the net. Not sure. I think that was number 17, Dowler, who had that. Almost a shot on goal there. Just missed it. Warriors pass kind of picked off there by Hill. Warriors get it back. Harzma pushing up the middle of the field, taken away. It's Hill with it. Hill working towards the left side, trying to feed number 12. That's Sertori. Couldn't get it to her. Hill has it again. Hill gives it up to Swaim. Swaim taken away by Eliza. Eliza pushes up the right side, trying to get away from Swaim. Does across midfield, still going, and the ball poked out of bounds by Wynn. Good job by Eliza to really force the action there. Now Eliza with a quick throw in on the sideline. Gets it into 80. 80 puts it kind of high in the air, but it's knocked away by Wynn. Controlled by Satori to the middle of the field where McMullen waits for it. Chipped away up in the air. Harzma knocks it down at about one third field, and then Hill comes in and takes it out of there. Hill feeds Swaim. Swaim trying to go up the left side, but taken away by Sims. There's a foot race, and it's number 12. Sertori controls it from Sims. Sertori towards the left corner, gets to the end line, turns around, reverses course back up the sideline, feeds back towards Hill. Hill with Christensen marking her. Tries to go middle, knocked away, and Harzma clears it. Good job by 80 Nisley there to knock that ball away. And now 80 again, shifts it towards the other end of the field. Eliza in a foot race, but this one's going to get into the goalie box and just kicked out of there by Swan. Swan over to Wynn. Wynn on the left side, marked there by Harris and Eliza. Shifts it back to number 8. That's Patrickson. They've got her playing defense this year. I think she was a midfielder last year. Remember that name quite a bit. Over to Ostrowski, up to Swaim's. Pass up the right side, and we're going to have an offside. Can't see the number on that eagle on the far side of the field. Try to get that for you here. All I can tell is that she's blonde. That's about all I can tell from here, and wearing a blue jersey. But she's got a ponytail, which makes it hard for me to see her number even when she turns. Warriors with the ball after the offside penalty. Waiting for them to kick the free kick up the field across midfield. McMullen loses that one at midfield, trying to get it back, taken away. Now McMullen has it and sends it up the middle of the field. It's headed there, but controlled by 80. 80 left, trying to get around the defender, tries to center it now. It's headed back out of there. Nice defensive play. There's a little chip shot by McMullen. Eliza has it, turns, fires, knocked down by Swan, and then she covers it. Warriors with the first legitimate shot on goal of the game. Eliza almost had that. Great pass there from McMullen over to Knisley. Swan sends it up. Knisley heads it. Eliza taken out of the air there by Satori. Satori to Hill. Hill pushing hard up the middle. Good speed. Still controlling. Top of the goalie box, rolls it forward. It's a foot race, knocked away by Kylie Wilson. The forward on that right side, whose number I cannot read from here, was crashing in on Kylie Wilson. Great timing, sliding save there by Kylie. Ball inbounded. Sims tries to clear it. Taken back out of there by Swaim. There's a shot on goal, knocked away by Kylie Wilson to the left of the net. I think that was number 17, Dowler, with the shot there. Dowler, just a sophomore. I thought she was one of the seniors. It's Levi that's a senior, or Levy that's a senior. Dowler's a sophomore. Big athletic sophomore. Tall, trying to see her next to somebody. She looks like she might be about 5'8", 5'9". Corner kick by Catelyn Gable, headed again by 80, trying to control the ball top of the keeper box, and it's hit out of bounds along the end line by one of the Catelyn Gable players, so it'll be a Warrior ball from the sixth, and the Northrop will take it. 0-0, 6 minutes gone. Warriors have had as good a shot on goal as Catelyn Gable's had so far, so definitely a little different feel than last year when we were here. Of course, the weather's a little better, too. 80 trying to turn that. Knocked away, taken there. And a good collision by 80. And I don't know if that's number 24, Kim. I think it's Lauren Kim. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Kim. The Warrior ball along the sideline. McMullen will throw it in. Nope. Take that back. Northrop will throw it in on the far side. Just to the left of the Warriors bench. About the one-third field mark. Throws it up that left side, kicked away by the Eagles. Controlled. It's Dowler with it. Passes over to Hill. Hill works towards the left. Puts the brakes on, back to her right. Centers up about the top of the box. Knocked away by Harzma. Good defense there by Maya. And then 80 clears this out over midfield up the left side. Long run out there for number 20, Robinson. She chases it down and gets it back to midfield. Field to Ostrowski. Ostrowski across the midfield mark, trying to pass it ahead. Knocked away. Harzma with it. Chips it over towards Christensen. It's knocked away. They're going to have a shot on goal here. 12 putting the brakes on. Tries to go back to the middle and cleared by Arroyo. Just couldn't get her footwork there. Eliza in a foot race across midfield and a pretty good collision there. Knocks it over to Eliza from midfield, or 80 from midfield, trying to go back to Eliza. Ball chipped back towards the far side of the field. Controlled there by Catelyn Gable. They punch on ahead to Dowler. Cleared by Emma. Ostrowski with it towards midfield, trying to get back up that right side to the forward. Controlled there by Catelyn Gable and then poked out of bounds by Catelyn Gable. Good job over there by, I think, that's Ulloa over there on the far side. There's the throw in, 80, trying to control, gets it up the left side, does control, still going, puts the brakes on, tries to center it to Eliza. Eliza controls by the top of the goalie box, turns, she's going to have a shot if she can get to it, puts the brakes on, goes back to her left, Now tries to center that one again to a cutting Harzma. Couldn't get it to her. Ball poked out of there. It's number 17. Dowler with it. Taken away by Christensen. Christensen, great defensive play. Still pushes up that left side. Now loses it to Ostrowski. Back out towards midfield. Takes a bounce over to Yoa's head, but right there is Arroyo. Arroyo battling over there. I think that is number 15, maybe Greenspan on the far side. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Warrior ball. Northrop will throw it in. 9 minutes gone here in the first half. Warrior girls playing very, very well so far, doing everything we talked about them needing to do, not allowing any kind of momentum to just shift and stay on the Eagles side of things, keeping some pressure on, making the Eagles have to get back on defense. It's easy to say we should just hunker down and play a defensive game, but the Warriors are really playing their game. Win or lose, they're going to play it their way. They're not going to compromise what they do best. 80 trying to center towards the end line. And Harris can't get there before Swan does. Goalie. Swan runs it back towards the middle of the field, towards the top of the goalie box, and then sends a kick up. Eliza controls it, though. Over to Harzma. Nope, knocked away. Taken away from her by Hill. Hill, the midfielder, feeds Swaim. Swaim goes up that right side. This is what they did last year, trying to feed Greenspan up there. Greenspan with a crosser, but puts it in behind the net. A bad crosser there. I think that's Greenspan. I'm calling her Greenspan. I think she's number 15 over there. Even with my glasses on, that's a long ways away. If she'll turn around right now, I'd get a good look at her back of her jersey. 0-0. 10 minutes gone. Warriors get it in. Eliza turns about the 1/3 field, sends it up. Harzma on a run, trying to get to it, poked out of bounds by Catelyn Gable about the 1/3 field from the Warriors' goal here. Eliza will inbound it quickly on the offensive end. Throws long, trying to get Harzma on the back door, headed away by number 20. That's Robinson. Warriors send it back down towards the end line. Eliza hustling down there, and it's poked out of bounds again by Robinson. The Warriors will throw in again along this sideline down at the defensive end of Catelyn Gable. Warriors putting some offensive pressure on this year. Struggled to do that last year. Much more experienced team this year. That ball taken away, poked away, and then cleared by Sertori up to Dowler. Dowler going hard up the middle of the field with the dribble. Crosses over to her right, still going. Checked there by Northrup. She gets it to Greenspan. Greenspan misses the goal. Kylie came out. Greenspan tried to go to her left. Misses it all the way to the left side. Controlled there by Catelyn Gable. There's the crosser and the header towards Kylie. Number 17, Dowler. Kylie takes that one harmlessly in front of the goal. Warriors dodge a bullet there. Still 0-0. Harris trying to feed Eliza, gets it knocked away, gets it back, centers it. Swaim there, but McMullen comes over and takes it from her, trying to go to Eliza. Eliza up that right side towards the corner, puts the brakes on, tries to cross over. It's poked away from her. It'll be Warrior ball out of bounds about maybe 5 yards up from the end line along this near sideline. Eliza with the quick throw in, trying to get it to Maya. Maya gives it a little knee over to Sam Sims, trying to center it. There's nobody there, cleared by Robinson as Northrup chases it down in the Warriors' defensive backfield. She controls at about the 1/3 field and then up the side. Oh, out of bounds off of Sims. Emma made that one a tough ball for Sims to handle along that sideline. It wasn't a charge of air there. Throw this in. She gets it into Hill right away. Hill, really the playmaker in the middle of that offense for Catelyn Gable. Gives it to Swaim. Swaim checks up. They try to go back door. It's number 10 on the far side. Thank you, Ron. Could not see that number. So on the far side, that was Bulkley, not Greenspan. Bulkley, far side. Thank you, Ron. I appreciate that. I knew somebody was listening here that would know. on that other side of the field. It's just too far for my vision with these glasses even. There's a long pass ahead. It's Bulkley trying to get to it. She's going to have a shot. Kylie comes out and deflects it out of bounds. Kylie Wilson with an outstanding play, along with some help from Emma Northrup as they force that ball out of bounds. It'll be a corner kick for Catlin Gable, but another great play by Kylie Wilson, the sophomore first-year goalie. Wilson has just improved so much since the beginning of the year, just her confidence growing, understanding the game, reading the angles, communicating well with her defense, just a tremendous future ahead for her. Corner kick knocked away by McMullen out towards midfield. Ball knocked away. Control Ulloa trying to get it knocked out of bounds by Bulkley. So long walk back here towards midfield as the Warriors set up into the game. Number 8, Jessica Alba replaces, I think, Harris, getting a break. Warriors get the ball in, controlled by Dowler to Hill. On the sideline, goes out of bounds. Warriors. Nope, off of the Warriors. Okay, never mind. Inbound on the far side. There's the throw in up the right side. Headed out of bounds, it'll be Warrior ball. As that was Dowler trying to head that one on and had a bad angle. Warriors throw in on the far side. Northrup, long throw. Nisely controls up the left side to McMullen. McMullen pushing hard up that left side to about the maybe the one-quarter field mark here. Loses it. Back to Harzma. Harzma trying to get through traffic. Knocked away from her. Christensen comes up. It deflects off of the defender. Christensen a little took her time getting to that. Gave the defender a chance to close. There's a pass on up ahead, and Northrup gets in front and pushes it out of bounds. Gets a nice shove in the back from Dowler. Should have had a foul called there. No call. Northrup got right in front of her and pushed that ball out of bounds, and Dowler responded by giving Emma a one-hand shove in the back. Totally unnecessary. Quick throw in by Wynn. Gets it into number 12. That's Sertori. Sertori tries to hit the crosser, taken away by Arroyo. She goes down on the slick turf, and then it goes off of, we're waiting to hear. Waiting to hear. They're going to say it's a corner kick, so it's going to go to Catlin Gable. Girls were arguing about whose ball that should be. So coming to this near corner here, looks like it's Swaim, number 11. Swaim with a quick kick, just brings it out on top to Hill. Hill sets it to Wynn. Wynn out on top. Tries to take a shot on goal. Knocked away. Northrup with a good sliding kick and save there. Ball sends towards the sideline, and it's going to go out of bounds. And I think it's still going to be Catlin Gable ball. Number 14, Ostrowski, going to throw this in. Nope, Wynn's going to throw it in instead. Wynn goes back to Ostrowski. She controls it with the body. Now with the right foot. Sends it into the backfield. Catlin Gable trying to get an attack going there. Nothing happens. Now Robinson heads the ball back across the midfield line. Nisely, 80, trying to control that. Can't. Goes into the backfield again of Catlin Gable. Wynn with it here in front of me on this left side. Gets it to Hill. Hill, great ball control. They're knocked away by Liza Nisely. Good aggressive play by Liza. Seven on. Good battle when those two go together because both of them, excellent athletes, obviously. Hill, quite a bit smaller, though, maybe 5'3", 5'2", but very quick. Good ball handler and obviously high soccer IQ. She's got the ball right now. She works back towards the middle of the field and then slips as she tries to get that ball to Swaim. Knocked away by McMullen into the defensive backfield of Catlin Gable, controlled there by number 8. That's Patrickson. Patrickson to Robinson. Robinson over to the right side, finds the right defensive back. I believe that is Kim over there. Kim pushes it on up ahead. And there's a weak shot towards goal. Kylie comes out and saves it. Not saving that ball from going in, but saving that ball from Sertori being able to get to it on the other side. Robinson with a header at midfield, but Maya takes it out of the air, pushes it on ahead. Eliza battling with Wynn. High kick there by Wynn. No call. Feet get tangled between Robinson and Eliza. Robinson comes out of there with it. She kicks it on ahead. It's Sartori up the left side. Tries to center it. Knocked away by Northrup. Northrup read that one perfectly, and she sends the ball back up the side off of Kim, or off of Wynn. Wynn trying to control it. Eliza dove in there. Can't get to the ball. Here comes Ostrowski. Ostrowski controlling the ball with Harzma on her. Leaves it for Hill. Hill centers it. They try to go to the middle to Dowler. It's knocked away by 80. Loose ball controlled by Sims. She chips it out of bounds at about midfield. Gives the Warriors a chance to set their defense up. Hey, we are almost, we're at the 21-minute mark, halfway through this first half. It is 0-0 still, folks, as the Warriors have played as well defensively as we've seen them play all year against an outstanding offensive team. Poked away by Arroyo towards the right sideline of Catlin Gable. They chip it on ahead, trying to get it to that corner. They want to hit this crosser here. They hit the crosser, and it's poked out of bounds by Northrup along the end line. So it'll be Catlin Gable ball on the corner kick. Waiting for them to retrieve a ball and get to the corner. So that crosser was Bulkley trying to cross it. Now she's back out closer to center midfield. There's the crossing kick headed away by 80. Bulkley's going to come up. Nope, it's going to be taken there by number 8, that's Patrickson. There's a little crosser, and we've got an offsides call. So Warriors ball. Ulloa will take the free kick here from below the Warriors goalie box, but to the sideline of it. She's on the far side of the field from me, that west side. Gets it up to 80-80, trying to turn. Gets into some traffic. Loses the ball across midfield. Works controlled by Ostrowski. Ostrowski dribbling it. Leaves it over for Swain. Swain, middle of the field. Dumps it over to Wynn. Wynn up the left side. Passes that ball cleanly to Sartori. Sartori tries to center to Swain. Does. Swain about 30 yards out. Takes a little chip shot. Gets it through the defense. Knocked away and missed the goal. Who was that? I think that was Hill on the miss. A lot of traffic. He was in there. Kylie was coming out trying to get a save on the ball. Emma was in there, and Hill could not chip it in the midst of all that traffic. Couldn't get her shot squared up and lost it to the right side of the net. Still 0-0. Longer this goes 0-0, the better the Warriors have to feel about playing with Catlin Gable. Because last year, by this time, it was obvious who the superior team was. This year, it's a much closer match. There's still, a skill advantage on the side of the Eagles. There's a nice pass ahead. Hill coming out, trying to get to it. Kylie, we're going to have an offsides call anyway. But Kylie Wilson was going to have the save on that. She was coming out with the slide tackle in the goalie box, going one-on-one with Hill. Kylie's showing her athleticism out of the box there. Now, one of the problems that the Warriors have had is it's been a while since we put any pressure on their defense, and that's one of the things they're going to have to get back to. Sims is going to spot this ball just above the goalie box, about 5 yards. Sims, we come under 18 minutes in the first half. Sims sends it up the left side for the Warriors, going left to right in front of me. McMullen battling. Now 80 has it, McMullen with it at midfield, knocked away from her. She tries to chip it back and ends up with Dowler. Dowler, middle of the field, again feeds middle. Kylie comes out, takes the save away. She has a nice sliding keeper grab there, about 6 or 7 yards into the goalie box. They feed that middle. They did that to us last year. This time, our defense much better prepared. I'm guessing we watched some tape of last year's game in preparation for this game. Robinson up the left side, knocked away by the Warriors. That's Eliza with it up the right side. First time we put pressure on him on the offensive end in a while. Eliza trying to get to the end line and turn. Centers it, and Swan comes up and takes it just below the sixth line. About 5 yards above the goal there. Nice try by Eliza to center that looking for, I think, Alba in the middle there. Excuse me, a little runny nose here on this cold and chilly night. It's Dowler with it. Gets it to Swaim, midfield. Swaim working to the left, trying to chip shot ahead to Sertori. Sertori trying to chase it down. Emma right there with her. Sertori gets to it, reverses back to her right foot. Emma staying right on her and checking her. Gets it to Swaim. Swaim, left side of the goalie box, works her way down towards the end line, trying to get a shot. Nice defense there. Oh, and a missed shot again by this one by Dowler. She just almost whiffed on that. Sims with it over in the right corner. She slides down. There's some people slipping out there. That's affecting the shots. Hill trying to center this. Dowler with a header and misses it to the right side of the net. So the Eagles on the attack, putting a lot of pressure on the Warriors defense. And I'm going to say that a couple of those missed shots by the Eagles might be because of the wetness of the field and the fact that the field's probably a little torn up more so than it looks like from here. We had a boys playoff game, McLaughlin and Catlin Gable, that went into, you know, the two overtime periods and the shootout before this. So this field has had a lot of wear and tear already today without any time to recover. And I think we're seeing some slippage out there due to the condition of the field, both the fact that it's wet and torn up a little. There's a quick throw in by Wynn on the side, gets it to Hill. Hill controls, turns back to Wynn. Wynn centers it out high. Ostrowski works to her right, now tries to go to that right corner, and it's a little too long. Pass intended for Bulkley over there. It'll be a Warriors kick from the six here. 15-minute mark in the first half. Warriors continue to get this clock to run, keeping it a 0-0 game. I will say Catlin Gable's had about twice the number of attempts on goal that we've had. But so far, the defense has been great by the Warriors. Maybe a little help from the field conditions. Warriors trying to chip it on ahead. Ostrowski gets it by the circle. Controls it to Dowler. Dowler weaving her way through traffic. Trying to get a shot. Gets it to Swaim. Knocked away. And Kylie Wilson with another save. Good hustle there by the Warriors defensively. Emma Northrup and Arroyo back there, I think. Doing a good job defensively of just getting in the way and not allowing them to be able to set their feet for a shot. Now Hill working up the left side. Harzma interferes with her ability to drive with the left foot. Hill reverses it to Wynn. Wynn way out on top to Ostrowski. Ostrowski about 30 yards out, works her way left to Hill. Hill from the left corner of the goalie box goes to the center and hits it towards the goal. And Kylie Wilson with an easy save there. Good job by Wilson tracking that ball all the way. Quick kick out towards midfield. Hill, though, controls. Ball skips past Arroyo. Wilson comes out and scoops it up. No harm there. Try this again for Kylie. Kylie, a nice goalie kick out across midfield. Takes a nice Warrior bounce into the backfield there where it's controlled by Catlin Gable. Up to Dowler. Dowler, nice body control and ball control there by her. Works left with the dribble. Tries to feed up the middle again. The Warriors read that well, and Christensen pokes it away over to the left side to Sertori. Sertori working there on Sims. Now picked up by Eliza. Tips it back out to Ostrowski. Ostrowski, center circle to Kim. Kim controls back to Ostrowski in the center circle. Center circle tries to feed top of the box, knocked away by the Warriors. Robinson's going to chase this one down as Alba comes after her, but Robinson gets it over to Wynn. Wynn centers to Ostrowski. Ostrowski comes back towards this near sideline to Wynn. Wynn reverses it to Robinson, who sends it to the other side of the defensive backfield. Now it's Kim on the far sideline. Cross midfield, knocked away, taken by 80. 80 to McMullen. McMullen trying to get it over to Harzma, a little too far for her. Taken by Ostrowski to Hill. Hill trying to go back to Ostrowski. She's got it inside the circle. Coming towards the goalie box, knocked away by Emma Northrup. And Eliza tips it on to Maya. Maya trying to go up the middle, and we're going to have an offside on Alba. Alba got a little bit behind that defensive midfielder before the ball was kicked. He was about one step too far, but a great idea by Maya Harzma trying to get the ball up the middle to Alba. Would have been a one-on-one with the goalie. It was a great move. Just got that little bit of a head start for Alba. Under 12 to go here in the first half. 0-0 game. Long pass ahead by the Eagles. Bulkley down there with it by the top of the box on the far sideline. Her pass taken away by McMullen and kicked out of bounds along that far side. It'll be a throw in about 35 yards out. So I believe the top of the box is it 20 yards? Can't remember. So this is about 30, 35 yards out, controlled by Catlin Gable. Swain, middle of the field. Tries to feed the top of the box. Does so to Sartori. Sartori trying to go back door. And a nice save by Kylie Wilson comes out and takes it away from Dowler's attempt. But again, they feed the top of that box, top center. And then they're trying to find a cutter coming from the wing. It's just like basketball, right? You feed your high post and then you run a cutter towards the basket. They do the same thing here. There's a pass knocked away. And then one off the face of a Royal. Ball's loose in front. And Warriors get back defensively. And Sartori's kick knocked away by Christensen. Out to Ostrowski with a high kick that comes in right by Kylie's knees. And Kylie has the save. Emma shaking off the pain. She took that shot to the face, side of the head. She is one tough kid, though. There's no way she's going to come out of this game. Sims up the right side. Gets it into the defensive backfield. Sims pushes on up ahead. Now needs to get back on defense and let Eliza be up there. Warriors a little out of position. Ball up the left side, this near side towards me and out of bounds. It'll be Warriors ball. Under 10 minutes to go, first half, 0-0 game. Going to have a sub coming in. Alba out. Harris coming in. Warrior fans vocal here. Cheering on their girls. Northrup. The queen of throw-ins. Gets it across midfield. Oh, Harris couldn't quite get to it before Robinson did. You don't want to collide with Robinson. She is a significantly larger person than Harris is. There's a long pass up ahead. McMullen battling up there with number six, I think. That's Manternock. Ball knocked away. And then Ostrowski clears it back towards midfield. McMullen has it. Sends it back. Plays a little catch there along that sideline. Now tries to get it to Christensen. It's knocked away. This is Dowler with it. Dowler working her way up the middle. Emma getting her body into her. Dowler still going. Takes a left-footed shot wide right and beyond Kylie's need to play defense there. Good defense by Emma Northrup. Taking Dowler one-on-one there and forcing her into a really, really difficult shot. Sims takes it from the six. 8:20 left to go here in the first half. Sims, a little ground ball up. 80 steps up, had it, lost it. Dowler feeds Swaim. There's a little tip on. Sartori gets the goal. Just really heady play there by Sartori. A pass wasn't to her. It was a mishandled pass, but it got through the backside of the defense, and Sartori from about 12 yards out drills it past Kylie Wilson. Kylie really had no chance on that. That was just a little bit of a luck goal, but a hustle goal also. I mean, you make your own luck a little bit out there when you hustle. It's one of those things that wasn't really designed, but Sartori in the right place to take that ball and make something good happen there for the Eagles. Warriors, Harris controls over to Alba. Alba back to Harris. Harris loses that one, trying to get it back. Battling there, Ostrowski has it. Takes it away. Feeds Hill back to Ostrowski, and a little battle going on there with Alba. Ball goes out of bounds to the Eagles. Warrior fans don't like that call. Thought it was off of the Eagles. Wynn throws in, taken away by Harzma. Harzma at midfield chips it on ahead. Harris needs to hustle. Can't get there before that one is taken and poked out of bounds by number 8, Patrickson. Patrickson, a heck of a defensive midfielder. Throw in on the close side here, Alba. Gets it into a slipping Eliza Nisley, or to 80 Nisley. Battling there, loses it to Hill. Hill, great footwork up the left side to Satori, who's got the only goal today. Centers it to Dowler. Dowler turns, chips it towards Swaim, knocked away by McMullen. McMullen controls, gets past Swaim. Swaim gets it back. Great body control there between Swaim and McMullen. Swaim pushes it way up the far sideline to Bulkley. Bulkley tries to center, and we're going to have a slide tackle foul, I think, on the Warriors, or an offsides. It's going to be an offsides. Kylie will let Sims take this. From about the 6, ships it up towards 80. 80 controls, 1-0 Eagles. Ball loose, chipped away. Warriors battling. Hill comes out of there with it. So good with the ball. Hill works back towards her defensive end a little bit. Now centers it to Swaim. Swaim chips towards the top of the goalie box and trying to find Dowler there at the top of the box. And she can't handle that pass. Wilson grabs it, sends the kick back up towards midfield. It's tapped on ahead. It's going to be a foot race here. Alba trying to get there. It's going to be Patrickson getting to it and poking it out of bounds along this near sideline. Warriors will inbound. We're going to have a sub come in for Warriors, I think. It's going to be Eliza Nisley coming back in. Who's she coming in for? For Harris, I think. Chilly night here at Catlin Gable, but not raining, which is a wonderful thing, and not windy. Nothing like last year other than chilly. Eliza Nisley making the run across the field as she subs in for Harris. Eliza will throw this one in here about 25 yards up from the goal and on this near sideline. There's the throw in, trying to find Maya. It's headed away by Robinson. Hill battling with 80. 80 controls back to Christensen. Christensen trying to send it up to McMullen. McMullen bodied there by Kim. Gets it back to Christensen. Christensen over to McMullen. McMullen on the left side. Chips to the middle. Robinson tries to clear it. McMullen back on that. Leaves it for 80. 80 goes between the legs of the defender, Hill. Now with the body, works to the left. Takes a little chip shot on ahead. He's got Eliza. Eliza can't get to it. What a play by Wynn as she slide tackles that ball out of bounds and takes out Eliza in the process. Official says everything clean there. Heck of a play by Wynn. Eliza took a pretty hard fall. Almost a perfect backside pass from 80 to Eliza. Eliza just couldn't quite get there before Wynn was able to slide into that ball and clear it. Ball inbounds. Controlled at midfield by, can't see, I think that, I don't know if that's him over there. Gets it to Swaim. Swaim to Bulkley. Bulkley trying to center. Works to her left. Top of the box is getting close here. Now to Dowler. Dowler fakes, goes left, takes a shot, and it's good into the back upper left side of the net. What a left-footed shot by Dowler. 2-0, Catlin Gable with 3:40 left to go in the first half. Warriors played tremendously, but you just see this incessant pressure put on by the Eagles. They just keep coming. They control the ball so well in the middle of the field, and they run it like a basketball offense through a high post, and it's just a beautiful thing to watch. Unfortunately, we're on the receiving end of it. Heck of an effort by the Warrior girls tonight. They definitely played better than they did last year against this Catlin Gable team, but it's a lot of pressure. You make a mistake and they capitalize so quickly. Warriors on the attack now, trying to control. McMullen leaves it for 80. 80 works left, takes a shot, knocked away by Patrickson. 80 trying to get it back. It goes out of bounds on the far side. It's going to be Warrior ball, deflected by an Eagle. 3 minutes to go here in the first half. 2-0 Catlin Gable. Ball inbounded, 80, tripped up. No call there. That was a foot-on-ball trip up where both girls had their foot on the ball and 80 just lost that battle, I guess. ball out towards midfield. Arroyo trying to control. Dowler bodying her from behind. Very physical. Dowler's big. She's tall. Like I said, probably 5'9", something like that. Warriors trying to control Alba over to McMullen. McMullen working left, being marked there by Patrickson. Patrickson comes in and pokes the ball out of bounds. Oh, no, it went off of McMullen. So Kim will throw that in on the far sideline, right in front of the bench. Throws it across midfield, knocked away by Harzma. Chip shot towards the middle. Eliza trying to control. Can't get to it. A high kick by Wynn, or by Hill. Clears that, by Wynn, I guess. Clears that ball all the way down to number 15 down here. I haven't seen her before. That is Greenspan. And the ball goes out of bounds off of Greenspan along the end line. So a sub in there. They got Sertori out. Warriors will have a kick from the six here. Just under 2 minutes to go. Sims will kick it. Catlin Gable on top. Number two team in the state. They finished second last year, losing to their division rivals, the Valley Catholic. Valley Catholic ranked number one this year as well. They played Sisters earlier tonight. I don't know if anybody has a score on that. I would love to know what it is. You could text it into the chat room here. On the far side, Dowler, left foot, centers it. It's missed. There's a chip shot from the left side, but it goes behind the net for Greenspan. Again, the Eagles just on a unrelenting attack. They just keep coming at you. Under a minute to go now. Sims tries to get it to the middle. Tipped, controlled by Hill. Goes left to Greenspan. Can't control that pass. Poked away by Northrup. Eliza controls, bounces it past Wynn, trying to get within the speed, does, but can't control the ball, gets out of bounds on her as Ostrowski came over to interfere with her path for the ball. Quick throw in by Wynn, gets it back from Hill. Wynn to Ostrowski, 25 seconds to go. Centers it to the backfield to Patrickson. Patrickson with a long kick towards midfield, taken there by 80 right at the midfield mark. Tries to get past Swaim. Swaim deflects. 80 gets it back. 80 at the center circle. Trying to feed Eliza. Eliza trying to get through. She's being bodied by Patrickson. Ball loose along the end line. And Patrickson pushes it out of bounds along the sideline. It'll be a throw-in. What a play by Patrickson. And that is the end of the first half. 2-0 Eagles after one half. So Valley Catholic, thank you for Steel 5 putting that in the chat room. So, yeah, Valley Catholic. And Mandana put it in there too. Thanks. Valley Catholic 4-1 over Sisters today. A good win for Valley Catholic. Hard earned, obviously. Sisters, we played them last year in the quarterfinals at our place. That one went to a shootout, if you remember. Kylie Kendall with a great save to start that shootout off, and the Warriors got the win. But Sisters, yeah, very physical, very athletic team. And Valley Catholic gets by them 4-1 today. It's 2-0 here from Catlin Gable. We are at halftime. The goals in the first half were scored first by Annika Sertori and the second goal by Addie Dowler. And so Sertori is a junior, Dowler is a sophomore, and two outstanding offensive players, obviously. Hill is just a freshman, and she's been kind of their quarterback on the field, plays midfield for him, handles the ball very, very well. So some non-seniors, really kind of the some of the key players on the field for this Catlin Gable team. So we're going to take a break for a few minutes here. Starts the second half of action with Catlin Gable up 2-0 on your Amity Warriors. 40 minutes to go in this one, unless the Warriors can figure out how to get into a tie. Better yet, a lead would be awesome. Warriors with the ball to start the second half. Push it across midfield. Now it's Catlin Gable with control. Up the middle of the field, knocked away by the Warriors. Catlin Gable with a shot on goal and just misses left. I think that was Dowler. again, getting my glasses back on here. I think Gallo got that left-footed shot. It's the one she wants. Wasn't able to convert. Carrie Sims will send it in from the six here. Goes towards the middle of the field, controlled there by Sarosky or Sartori. Ball being pinballed around a little bit. Kim with it. They try to chip it on ahead. Now controlled by Hill. Hill, the freshman. Top of the box. Gets to Sartori. Sartori tries to get it past Kylie Wilson. Kylie with a kick save out towards the right corner. Eagles control. Try to get back in the middle to Hill. Hill controlling above the box there out to Patrick or to Kim. Back to Hill. Hill tries to sneak it through. Knocked away by the Warriors Arroyo. Kim controls again, this time poked away by McMullen up towards the middle of the field. Patrickson with it. Patrickson shoots it up the right side off the head of Berkeley. Not Berkeley, that's not the right word. I'll get it right. Bulkley. Warriors with it, send it on down the field. Controlled by McMullen, top of the box, takes a shot, a one-hopper, and fielded by Swan. Warriors with a shot on goal there. McMullen with that left-footed shot from the left corner of the box. Couldn't get it in. Eagles with it. Left side of the backfield here, centering it. Controlled by Ostrowski. Ostrowski, Eliza trying to take it from her, can't do it. Gets it towards the middle of the field, past Harzma, and poked away by the Warriors and out of bounds on the far side. Eagles will throw in there, just short of midfield. Throw it to Ostrowski. Ostrowski controls. Sends it back into the backfield. Wynn to Ostrowski. Back to Wynn. Ostrowski with it. They just work backwards a little bit now. Control to Patrickson. Patrickson over on the right side. Instead of going to Kim, she tries to shoot it on up ahead. Arroyo punches that away. McMullen feeds 80. 80 trying to go back to McMullen up the left side. McMullen gets to it, controls, and loses it out of bounds. She and Patrickson battling there on this left sideline. The Warriors' left sideline. Warriors going right to left in front of me. There's the throw in. Dowler pokes it on ahead to Bulkley. Back to Dower. Good passing there. Dowler knocked away, and then she deflects 80's attempt to clear it. Bulkley on the right side, centers, and Kylie there. It's poked away and then cleared by the Warriors. Ball up near midfield. Nice hustle there. I think that was 80 Nisley that cleared that one. Eliza heads it on over midfield, trying to get to it, pokes it away. She's up the right side. It's one on none right now as she comes towards the side. Wynn trying to catch up with her. Not a Wynn, that's Ostrowski on her. Makes Eliza have to stop. Good speed there from Catelyn Gable. Robinson steps in and takes the ball away from Harzma. Now Hill, midfield. Dowler dribbling, going left. Trying to feed. Here comes the attack on the left. Wilson, good defense there by Northrop. Two excellent defensive plays, one by each team there, both ends of the field on the attack. Defenders able to take away what the offensive players wanted to do. Eliza controls near midfield, deflects off of the defender and out of bounds. Quick throw in for the Warriors on the side. Chip back out of bounds, or back towards midfield, excuse me. Harzma, nope, that's Sims up there. Poked away. Dowler, dribbling hard to her right towards midfield, towards the center. Try to go back to it. Dowler coming in, trying to go one-on-one, and a great job by Kylie Wilson to come out and scoop that up. That was an excellent pass from Swain, just led Dowler a little too much, and Wilson able to get to it before Dowler could. Ball out at midfield. Hill to Ostrowski, couple of freshmen there. Hill working up the middle. Nice pass up the right side, and Wilson comes out and saves before Bulkley could get to it. 2-0, Catlin Gable. Last year, this was a mismatch between these two teams. The Warriors inexperienced in high-level playoff action. This year, the Warriors, still not the superior team, but definitely not at being outclassed the way they were last year by this Catlin Gable team. Warriors understand what Catlin Gable's trying to do. It's still hard to stop him, but a much better effort defensively for the Warriors and offensively. Controlled McMullen comes in and chips that one away towards the right side. Eliza on her horse gets to it, pushes it up the side. She's tripped. You got to call that one. She goes down hard. Good sportsmanship there from Catlin Gable after the trip. Not an intentional trip. Just got the feet tangled up. Warriors ball at midfield. Sims will take the free kick there. Nope. 80's going to come over and take it. Just beyond midfield, going right to left. 80, the long shot. Robinson knocks it away, controlled by Dowler. Dowler works towards the middle of the field, sends a long one up the right side. On her horse is Bulkley. She gets to it at the right corner of the box, tries to center it, and swoops it by Kylie Wilson. What an effort by Bulkley. She just squirted that one under the right arm of Kylie as she came out and tried to slide for that ball. Got it just past her, and then it just had a free roll towards the corner of the goal. Not easy to do. What a pass, though, from Dowler to Bulkley. Catlin Gable up 3-0. 80. Maya trying to go back to 80. Knocked away. McMullen battling Hill. Hill, the freshman, with it. Knocked away by McMullen out of bounds at midfield. Throw in here for Kim. Gets it into Ostrowski. Ostrowski at midfield. Back over to Kim on the sideline. She checks it back to Patrickson, who sends it up the right side, kicked out of bounds by Arroyo. Warriors on the defensive end here. Kim throws it in. Nice job by Arroyo to step in front and not shoulder that one back out of bounds. 3-0 Eagles. Get the ball into Ostrowski, the freshman. Leaves it for midfield. Swaim slips. Fields a little messy in places out there. You can tell the footing is not great for a lot of the kids, especially in the middle of the field, all the way down towards both goals. But that kind of that midfield stripe, if you will, running right down the center of the field has been pretty slick. A lot of action there in that boys game earlier. Warriors chip it out. 80 gets her shot or. Clearing pass, deflected. Arroyo gets it back, 80 with it. She gets pushed from behind by Hill. Hill battling, good physical play. It's going to be Warriors ball. We're going to call Hill for being a little too physical there. Will take the free kick from about her own 35 or so. Down the middle of the field. Deflected out of the air by Catlin Gable, controlled by Patrickson to midfield. Tries to center, knocked down by Christensen, can't find it. It's controlled by Dowler. Dowler tries to chip it on up ahead. Little battle there between Sims and Sertori, and the ball goes up and over the net as Sertori tried to take a little quick hitter as she spun back to her left shoulder, and the ball sails over the net. 10 minutes gone here in the second half. 3-0 Eagles over the Warriors right now in this semifinal action. Winner gets Valley Catholic. Valley Catholic with a 4-1 win over Sisters today. Kim falls down. It is slick in places out there. There's no question about it. Girls will go to plant. Their feet just go out from underneath them. Ostrowski trying to feed Dowler. Dowler chips it back to midfield where Robinson steps up. Her shot or her pass deflected back out towards midfield where Ostrowski has it, feeds Hill. Hill kind of in that high post above the box, tries to go left side, poked away. Good job by Christensen up across midfield. Harris can't get to it. Eagles controlling their own backfield. Patrickson over on the right side to Kim, trying to feed Swaim. Ends up with Dowler. Dowler turns, feeds center. There's a great save by Kylie Wilson as Hill had a shot from about 12 yards out. Turned and fired. Wilson was in great position, able to take that one. Long kick ahead. Eliza up the right side. Just such good speed there from the defenders. Eliza still battling up that right side. Bodies flying everywhere. She's still got the ball near the corner. Tries to reverse back to her right foot. Takes a shot. And Swan deflects and catches the ball. Great one-on-one effort by Eliza Nisley, but just not able to get anything past Swan there. Swan with the kick. Short of midfield. Takes a hop across midfield where Dowler controls. Dowler, the sophomore, with the right foot on ahead. That's an offside call right there as Bulkley got out in front a little too much, got past Ulloa. Warriors will spot that one above the goalie box about 15 yards. Right now in favor of Catlin Gable with 28 minutes to go in this game. Catlin Gable looking to earn a right to advance to their second state title game against Valley Catholic in as many years. There's a chip shot on ahead. Emma with a good header to stop it. Hill's got it. Hill tries to trickle one through. Oh, no. And there's another goal. Nope. We're going to have a call. No goal on this one. That was Dowler again, but I'm not sure what the call is. If it was an offside call, I think it was by where they're spotting this ball. I think Dowler might have, somebody got behind the defender there. So just below the goalie box, Arroyo take the free kick. Sends it up towards the middle. AD heads it on, trying to get it over to Maya. Sartori up there. Eliza leaves it over for Sims. Sims, Sartori knocks it away out towards midfield where Wynn sends it back. Coming down towards Kylie. Kylie will step out top of the goalie box and take that one. Sorry about the sniffles, folks. It's a cool night out here. Long pass ahead. Eliza has it. Looks past the defense. She's one-on-one. Moving up that right side, stops, puts the brakes on, trying to control. There's a little chip shot, takes a hop, and Swan able to get it. She just could not get her feet. Tell you what, the defensive backs of Catlin Gable are the fastest defensive backs we've seen all year as a group. They've got multiple girls back there that are able, if you try to go with a long dribble on a run out, they're going to catch up with you and inhibit, knocked away by Ostrowski. Controlled by Wynn up the left side to Sartori. Sartori trying to feed Swaim. Swaim kind of in this high post now. Works the ball to the middle. Now back to her left. Feeds Sartori down toward the left corner. Sartori chases it down. Works on Sims back to her right foot. Hits a crosser right in front of the goal. And the chip shot a little too deep for Bulkley. She's not able to get an angle on that one. Sends it over the net from the side. And out of bounds. But another one of those passes that got all the way through from one side to the other, and Bulkley on that weak side just looking for that opportunity. Fortunately for the Warriors, the ball got a little deep towards the end line, and Sartori Bulkley not able to find an angle to shoot at. Arroyo sends this one out. AD trying to get to it. Ball's loose up in the goalie box here. Dangerous area. Ball's still loose. Kylie's going to let it go out of bounds along the end line. Warriors ball. Minutes to go. 3-0 Catlin Gable. Now Emma We'll take it at the six. Be nice for the Warriors to get something on the board here. They'd feel a lot better about this night if they could score a goal. They've gotten down into shooting range a few times, but it is hard. If you don't pass the ball well on the offensive end, even on a break, even on an attack, you've got to pass the ball well against this defense. Bulkley on the right side of the box trying to hit a crosser, does. Kylie comes out, can't get to it. Ball poked away by 80. Ball still in front. Lots of contact in there. Kind of a mesh. Emmon knocks it loose. McMullen dribbling. Gets it back out. Ostrowski with it. Sets it back up to Hill in the middle. Hill feeds Swain. Swain to the top of the box. Knocked away by Northrup. Northrup gets the ball up. And across midfield, there's a long pass on ahead. Robinson with a good defensive play. McMullen gets it back inside the circle to the right side. Eliza racing with Wynn. Eliza gets there, bodies her up, controls the ball on the sideline, sends it back. Sims tries to center, but she centers it to Hill. Hill sends it up the middle of the field, now towards the left a little bit. Northrup will get there, moves it to the right side of Dowler, and then out of bounds. 3-0, our score here. Throw in for the Eagles. Get it into Hill. Hill works towards her right, towards midfield. Leaves it for Swaim. Swaim out on top. Her pass deflected by 80. Controlled by Kim. Kim way out on top by the center circle to Ostrowski. Ostrowski with the hard dribble towards her right angle. Getting close to the top of the goalie box on the right corner. To Bulkley. Her crossing pass knocked away by 80. Nicely and out of bounds. Going to have a throw in from Kim here on this side. It's loose. Now Hill controls. Centers. There's another pass centering, trying to get it over on the other side to Sertori. Good defense there by Sims, and Sertori's shot deflects off of her and out of bounds along the end line. It'll be a corner kick from the left corner, and it looks like Swain's going to go over and take that. We come up on 22 and a half minutes here to go in this one. Swain, this left corner kick on the far side of the field, just gets it in, doesn't hit a crosser, gets it to Hill, back to Swaim. Now she hits a crosser, and we've got a penalty called on the field. I don't know what that call is, but it'll be Warrior ball. Warriors try to push up the right side, and Emma's pass gets out too far in front of Kerry Simpson, out of bounds. Quick throw in for the Eagles. Swaim centers to Hill. Hill tries to go back to Swaim. Knocked away by Sims. Sims with the dribble up towards midfield. Tries to push it on ahead to Alba. Picked off by Robinson. Robinson to Hill. Long pass ahead by Nisley, and we've got a call on the field. I don't know what the call is. Doesn't make any sense. They got a handball. I think they're calling a handball against Patrickson. Boy, he made that call from about 40 yards away. Patrickson confused. Warriors are going to have a free kick about maybe 15 yards above the top of the goalie box. Maybe Eliza takes a shot. It's deflected and cleared by Dowler. Emma chases it down in the defensive backfield on the right sideline. And then it goes out of bounds off the Warriors. Eagles will throw in halfway through the second half, up 3-0 on the Warriors. Subs are coming into the game. Since it's Eagles ball, they'll get their sub in. Looks like Bulkley is out, and into the game is Greenspan. No, 16. Is that 16 or 15? I think that's 16. I think that's Pierce into the game. Warriors get a throw in on the far sideline, but it's taken away by Swaim. Feeds middle. It's Dowler working her way up the middle, takes a shot, and way over the top of the net, out of bounds. She wound up with that right foot from about 30 yards out and just airmailed it way too high. Kyrie will grab the extra ball there. Royal will take the free kick from the six here. Under 20 to go now. There's the kick in. Dowler takes it out of the air, leaves it for Hill. Back to Dowler. Dowler kind of posting up along the top left side of the goalie box. Gets it to Swaim, trying to fight through traffic. Gets it to Dowler. Dowler winds up, takes a shot. Saved by Kylie Wilson. What a job by the sophomore in goal. Dowler fired that one at her. That'll be a corner kick. Swaim will take that from the left corner. But what a save by Kylie Wilson. She's given up three goals today, but she has played a heck of a game. Nothing to hang her head about at all, or for any of the girls for that matter. This is a really good matchup. It's a very good team. The girls have played much better this year than they did last year on this field. Swaim with a crosser. Knocked out of bounds by Arroyo trying to control it, but it goes off her and out of bounds. We'll have another corner kick here. It's another 30 seconds or so to run off the clock while we wait for Swaim to grab the ball. Campbell Swaim, a senior midfielder, sets up for this corner kick again. Backs up a few steps, comes in with that right foot, crosser again, and it bounces in front of the goal, rolls out the other side. Chased down over there by number 16, Pierce, trying to get it back out on top. Ostrowski feeds Dowler and scores. Dowler just hanging out at about 8 yards above the goal. And what a pass from Ostrowski to feed Dowler. Dowler just had to catch, turn, and drill it past Kylie. Kylie had no chance on that one. Literally, there was about 4 yards from Kylie to Dowler there. And unless Dowler hits it right at you, you don't have a chance of stopping that ball. 4-0 now, Catlin Gable. Under 18 to go in this one. Hill controls by midfield. Left side. Dowler with it up on top. Works towards the middle. Leaves it for Swaim. Swaim. Dowler then immediately cuts to the goal. They try to feed her again. Kylie slides out and takes this one on the ground. Warriors having a hard time getting the ball down on their offensive end. They're spending a lot of time on defense here. Kylie's kick taken out of the air by Hill again, and immediately the Eagles are back on the attack. Emma takes this one, whiffs Dowler with it. Dowler working towards the middle, trying to do something with it, feeds Swaim. Swaim takes a shot and gets it on the right side. Just shooting fish in a barrel there. Swaim with a left-footed shot, and it's 5-0. 2-0 at halftime. But the last 2 minutes, last minute and a half, have been two goals for Catlin Gable to really put this one completely out of reach at 5-0. They will not show any mercy. They are a talented offensive and defensive team. Don't be fooled into thinking they're just offensively skilled. They play great defense. It's been almost impossible for our girls to get clean looks on goal. Due to excellent defense. There's a chip on ahead. Back door to Pierce. Pierce trying to get the goal. Kylie with the save. Good job by Wilson. Still playing hard. Warriors have got to get the ball on the other end of the field. Swan hasn't had any action down here for quite a while in this game. It's going to be a right corner kick here. Swaim will take this. Warriors have just been perpetually on defense here in the second half almost, except for maybe just about a minute and a half or so of this. There's a crosser headed away by Arroyo, taken by Alba. Alba trying to get up the left side, knocked away from her. controlled by Catelyn Gabel. Kim with it. Tries to center to Ostrowski. Ostrowski back to Kim. She sends it into the defensive backfield to Robinson. Robinson knocked away. Eliza, chance to get something here. She's in a foot race, top of the goal. One more, and knocked away and saved by Swan. Great defense by Patrickson there. Eliza going one-on-one with Patrickson, trying to get past her. Patrickson at the last second affected the shot and kept Eliza from being able to get really solid contact on it. Great defense by Patrickson. Eliza with a great effort. Long run out on this side. Hill, the freshman, knocked out of bounds by Ulloa. Quick throw in. There's a quick turn by Dowler. Little chip shot with the left foot gets through, but scooped up by Kylie. 15 minutes to go in this one. Warriors, one of their best chances there. The last time down the field, Eliza getting one-on-one, but just could not get away from Patrickson, an outstanding senior defensive midfielder or defensive center back, if you will. Ball in front of the Warriors' goal here. Emma with it, working towards the sideline towards me and just pokes it out of bounds. Heck of a season for the Amity Warriors. Getting to the semifinals again, but running into this buzzsaw that is the Catelyn Gabel Eagles girls soccer team. Because they'll head back to their second state title game against Valley Catholic in the last 2 years, going through the Warriors both times. Hill, freshman, controls out to the senior Patrickson. Patrickson surveys the field, works towards the middle, handling the ball now. Pass to Swaim. Swaim takes a shot on Kylie. Kylie with a save. Well, Kylie hasn't been bored today. We've had a lot of games where she's been bored this year. Not today. Gets his kick on up ahead to Alba. Alba to 80. 80 up the left side. 80 feeds Eliza in the middle of the field. Tries to go back to Alba. Alba trips on. It's a foot race again. And again, the defense there. Warriors try to get a shot. It's deflected out towards the corner. Chased down there by Harris. Harris with the ball. Backs up on the defender, Kim. Sends it out. And it's deflected off of the Warriors and out of bounds as Pierce kicked it off of Ulloa. Great effort by the Warriors. Just not able to finish. Those defensive backs of the Eagles are just fantastic. They have stifled our offensive attack over and over again tonight. Hill at midfield working on Harzma. Harzma deflects the pass. Hill gets it back. Hill to Swaim midfield. Swaim feeds up the left side wide to Sartori. Sartori tries to center that one, and Kylie scoops it up. It's the most action Kylie Wilson has seen in goal all year. No question about it. 5-0 Catelyn Gabel. With 12 and a half minutes to go in the second half. It was 2-0 at halftime. Catelyn Gabel able to get a fairly early goal in the second half, and then two back-to-back, one at about 18 and a half minutes, the other at 17 minutes or so. As they got on the attack, had the Warriors on their heels, and just great passing and ball control. It was a long pass up by Patrickson, trying to feed Pierce up the right side. Kylie will come out and scoop that one up. 12 minutes to go in this one. Kylie Wilson, sophomore goalie. He's given up 5 goals today, technically, but has played fantastic overall. Sometimes those goals aren't the fault of the goalie. They're just when an offensive player gets you one-on-one from 8 yards, you're in trouble, right? Here comes Dowler again. Dowler tries to leave it behind her for Swaim on the left side. Swaim bodied up there by Sims. Swaim turns to this end line, gets it to the middle, and it's missed by Dowler. Dowler had a chance to just tip that in, and her deflection. Kylie came out to handle the pass attempt from Swaim and try to deflect it. It was a little high for her to get to it, a little high in the box. Ended up right on Dowler's foot. Dowler deflected it, tried to redirect it into the goal, and missed. Fowler's got a couple today. I was looking for that hat trick, I think. Royal will take the free kick from the six. Controlled by Dowler. Leads it over to Sertori, up to Hill on top. Hill works towards her right. Tries to feed back doors. He's got Pierce. Pierce tries to score. Kylie with another save. Kylie Wilson. Her save percentage is pretty good, actually, tonight, because she's probably got a dozen or more saves and five goals. But for the types of shots, that was a one-on-one point blank. Robinson going to clear this one before Eliza can get to it. Sends it back out of bounds. Nope. Robinson controls. Take it back. She pushes it up the left side of the field. Dowler with it on the left wing. Dowler trying to drive, going left. Puts the brakes on, hesitates. Now feeds Mill to Swain. She tries to poke on ahead. 80 clears it, but back to Dowler. Dowler takes a shot. Kylie with another save. Good job by Kylie Wilson. Not your idea of a good time as a goalie, though, to be getting peppered like this. But, man, this Catlin Gable team can pass the ball. And, you know, whether it's finding somebody on a backdoor cut, finding somebody a little give and go at the top of the circle or the top of the goalie box, or if it's shooting a ball on an just go knocks it away. Patrickson at center circle, across midfield, works it to the right side, over to Greenspan. Greenspan feeds up to Dowler. Dowler, all knocked away by the Warriors. Maya pops it up in the air. Alba battling, pokes it away from Patrickson. Patrickson gets it back. Patrickson, the center circle, left side, over to Wynn. Wynn to take it. Oh, but then Hill slides in there and picks off Northrop's dribble. Hill controls. Northrop with a good deflection. Northrop pokes that away to Eliza. Eliza pushes up the right side, trying to get to midfield. Sends it on ahead. Robinson deflects. Hill with it again by midfield. Leaves it over for Wynn. Wynn back to Hill. Hill playing a little catch in the backfield with the defenders here. Robinson over to Patrickson. Patrickson feeds great pass to Swaim over on the right side to Kim. Kim, man, almost everybody's touched the ball in this possession already. Back to Swaim in the middle. Swaim works their way towards center of the field over to Wynn, and we've got a handball. That one rolled up her foot and hit her in the arm. 8 minutes to go in this one. Warriors still looking to get a goal here. Maya's going to take this kick from about 10 yards past midfield in the defensive side. Maya, long kick. Ball controlled by Dowler. Dowler by North. Cleared midfield where Patrickson gets it. Patrickson over on the right side to number 30. Wells being bodied by 80. He'll take this free kick from close to midfield. 80. There's a long one in the middle of the field, poked away by Ostrowski, controlled. Maya takes a shot, and oh, goalie! And into the net, the Warriors are on the board. Maya Harza with about a 35-yard goal, straight on, had just enough elevation to get over the outstretched arms of the goalie, Swan, and into the back of the net. Maya Harsma with her first, well, with the first Amity goal of the night. It's 5-1 at the 6:13 mark in the second half. Little kids running all around here screaming, having a good time. Eagles push it on up ahead, headed by Uyoa. Alba trying to get to it, poked away and out of bounds. Should be Warrior ball. It is. Poked out of bounds there by Greenspan. Quick throw in by the Warriors and a handball by Alba. No call, though. She thought it was a handball. She stopped. Hill sends a pass on up ahead. Northrop with it. Works out towards the right side. Gets past the offensive player. Puts the brakes on. Sends it up the right side. But it's picked off up there by Wynn. Warriors clear it again across midfield. Robinson, though, takes it. Robinson centers it in the backfield over to Patrickson. Patrickson at 5.5 minutes. Works the way up. Sends it up to Hill. Off her foot. And 80 sends it way up the left side. Wells kicks it out of bounds. Warriors ball on their end of the field here. 5-1 as we come up on the 5-minute mark. McMullen throws in to Harris. Harris trying to turn the senior. Can't control it. It goes out of bounds to the Warriors. McMullen will chase it down again. I know they'd love to get Ayla a shot on goal here, the senior. One of two seniors on the Warriors. 80 trying to control, very physical by Dowler. 80 pokes it to the midfield, or not midfield, but the center of the field. Now controlled by McMullen towards the center circle. Oh, Hill just comes screaming in there, takes it away. She's so quick. Not very big. Like I said, maybe 5'2". Man, lightning quick and great ball handling. Warriors poke it away across midfield, kind of volleyballing back and forth here a little bit. Now Hill controls left side. For a teammate over there who tries to center, poked away by Knisley. Hill to Swain. Swain back to Hill. Hill tries to feed that on ahead to Dowler. Nice job. Their ball control is so impressive in traffic like that. But a good job by Harsman to poke that one away. It ends up going out of bounds to the Eagles. We're under 4 minutes to go now here from Catlin Gable, where the score is the Eagles 5, the Warriors 1. Wells, chip shot on up ahead. Nobody there. Dowler takes one off the face from Northrop. Northrop trying to clear, deflects off Dowler's face, picked up by Kylie Wilson in box. That probably didn't feel good. Northrop had one of those earlier. Top spin kick out across midfield. Eliza physically gets to it. No. Eliza trying to make connection there, can't do it. Harris gets it to Harz with the Oriole, tries to feed through. It's cleared by the Eagles in the backfield there. See who that was. I think Ostrowski, I think. There's a pass on up ahead. Dowler trying to feed Hill. Gets there, and Hill trickles one past Kylie. So quick. What a great pass by Dowler to find Hill. A little give and go there. And Hill gets a one-on-one with Kylie inside the goalie box and trickles it past her on the right side at 2:02 mark. 6-1 in favor of Catlin Gable. Just so many weapons on this Eagles team. Be a great matchup between them and Valley Catholic Valley Catholic beat the Eagles, I believe, 2-0 earlier this year. And of course, beat them in the state title game last year. But they haven't met since back in second week of September. 80 with it over on the right side. Kerry Sims chases it down at midfield. Passes on up ahead, trying to get it to Eliza on the sideline. Knocked away and taken. This is Swaim with it. Swaim working up the left side. 80 marking her. Swaim gets past 80. Gets past Sims. Still working up that left side. Puts the brakes on now, and it's poked out of bounds by Sims with a minute and a half to go. Well, no shame in losing to Catlin Gable in soccer, that's for sure. The Warriors with a valiant effort tonight. It was 2-0 at halftime, but just so much pressure put on by the offense of Catlin Gable, especially in the second half. They just kept coming, attack, attack, attack. The Warriors, on the other hand, struggling to get multiple people involved on offensive sets. Their one goal coming on a 35-yarder or so by Maya. 1 minute to go. Dowler out on the left side to win. Centers it. Knocked away, taken by 80. Ahead to Eliza. Eliza up that right side, but Robinson's going to get there and clear it out of bounds with 40 seconds left to go. Great job by Coach Dyer this year. I want to say a fond farewell to our seniors, Arroyo and Harris. Both have had a great runs here during their junior and senior years into the semifinals of the state playoffs. There's no shame in that at all, playing against these outstanding soccer programs like Catlin Gable and Valley Catholic. Dowler with it on the right side, gets past Arroyo, works left, takes a little shot. Oh, it's a chip, it's a pass, but Wilson gets out there and saves it. She was trying to feed a cutter from that left side. And that is it, folks. That's the final here from Catlin Gable. The Eagles 6, your Warriors 1. The Warrior fans, give their girls a nice round of applause. It's been a fun ride once again watching our girls get to the semifinals before running into this soccer buzzsaw that is the Catlin Gable Eagles. So Catlin Gable will face Valley Catholic on a neutral site for a state championship for the second year in a row. And we want to thank you for joining us. We didn't do every soccer game this year, but we did quite a few of them, and it's been a lot of fun. And just want to thank you for supporting the Amity Warriors in all of their different activities and events. And just appreciate your continued support for our programs and our kids and our staff members. And thanks for joining us tonight. And hey, as always, win or lose, it is a great night to be a Warrior. And we know that, hey, everybody feels that way, right? We're glad that you could join us tonight. And throughout the season, we'll have a basketball coming to you here at the end of November. Until then, this will be the kind of final broadcast until we start basketball up. So until then, thanks for joining us. Have yourself a great night.